heb je al vaker lastig gevallen met mijn liefde voor het onderzoeken van verschillende lijstjes. En elke vrijdag komt Spotify met de zogenaamde New Music lijstjes. En een van mijn favoriete landen daarin is Zweden. Ik weet niet waarom, maar er komt echt altijd vet toffe muziek vandaan. En een paar dagen geleden, of een paar weken geleden, vond ik daarin de Crying Daycare Choir. We moeten het zo meteen echt even over die naam hebben. Dat is volgens mij gewoon bedacht om radiomensen hun tong te laten breken. En een track die op een of andere manier zowel nieuw als bekend klonk, was Sad Season. En ik wilde gewoon weten, wie zijn deze mensen en waarom hebben we nog niet eerder van ze gehoord? Nou, ik dacht, we gaan gewoon even met ze bellen. Dus aan de telefoon, helemaal uit Zweden. Bill, good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Great.
Monday morning.
Yeah, Monday morning. and summertime, so we missed an hour.
Oh, yeah. You have that too, right?
Yeah, we have that too. Stupid
system. I think it's great. It's like a shock into the spring.
Yeah, that's true. You have like, okay, so now it's starting. First off, we have to talk about the band name, Crying Daycare Choir. I had to practice that a lot before I didn't break my tongue over that.
Thank you for doing that, though. There are a lot of people who just, especially on the radio, try to say it and it gets very wrong.
Yeah, mangled up. Is it intentional to give radio people a hard time?
Yeah, exactly. We do that just keep people on the edge.
We appreciate that. What's
don't take the name for granted.
No, we'll definitely not do that. But where did it come from?
It's actually my brother who invented it, and he loves the word plays, and I think he has a thing for having hard band names overall. But it comes from, he was working in a school, in a kindergarten. And one of the kids started crying, and then another kid started crying, and then in the end, everybody was crying together. And for a split second, they all tuned up together, and it sounded like a choir.
Like a choir. Well,
but later we kind of renamed the story to "If the World Has a Crying Day, We're a Care Choir."
Ah. Great, because you don't sound anything like kids crying, so that's a good thing.
That's great. Thank
yeah, it is like one of the first times on Dutch radio, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so I have to ask you some cliche questions, you know, so that everybody's up to speed to who I'm talking. Who is Crying Daycare Choir? Because I understand it's like a family event, virtue, right?
It is. It's very much a family affair. It's my brother Jack, his wife Sarah, and me, Bill, and me and my brother has been playing together for 10 years, and this band has been around for about 6-7 years in this constellation. And it's changed around a lot. In the beginning we were more, and then some people fell off and came back again, but now we've kind of boiled it down to this, the core of it,
the hardcore three.
Exactly. It's easier to go on the road with three people.
Yeah, you don't need a big tour bus.
Yeah, we do still, because we have the kids with us.
Oh, well, that's fun. So everybody goes with.
Yeah, everybody goes with it. Sometimes my sister goes along to take care of the kids, and even my father drove the tour bus once, and the other sisters are coming along, and we like to keep it in the family.
Yeah, it all sounds so romantic, and that really is in track with the music you make. You make folk music.
Yeah, we hope it kind of like mirrors how the music mirrors the life we live, and we try to give people insight in our world. And I think it's kind of connected, which is nice to have the music which you love the most and the family together in that way.
Yeah, it totally fits. If you hear the music and I hear how you go on tour, that totally fits together, that picture. You're from Sweden. How big is folk music in Sweden?
Well, there's different kinds of folk, like Swedish folk music, which is not really what we do.
No.
It's not a big in the popular culture now, but I think American folk music and traditional, like the kind of comes from Simon and Garfunkel and stuff like that. Mm. It has an audience, but it's you can't really compare it to Germany or like the States and England. But I think there's a growing interest for that kind of folk music, folk pop music.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. So you can tour with your family around Sweden.
Exactly.
Most of your songs are in English. I did find at least one song in Swedish. I'm not gonna insult you by trying to pronounce it. But is it easier to make music in your own language? Is Swedish and folk a good mix?
I think when you're writing in Swedish, we do write in Swedish as well for other projects and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it feels more naked to sing in your native language. It feels more like you're exposing yourself. Naked is a good word for it.
More to the
like
core.
You're exposing your soul more. But the Swedish language is so much smaller than the American language, the English language. So it's easier to find the words to express what you feel in English, I think.
Yeah.
And also we do it because that's the tradition of the folk music and we want to go abroad more and be wider.
Yeah.
So it's better to sing in English, I think.
For me, at least, it is, because I listened to it, but I didn't understand much of it. I think it was about flowers, but I didn't.
All songs are. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good guess then. But English, that we can understand. I have to do a small recap. So als je net even ingestapt bent, denk je, waar heb je het over? Ik bel met Bill van Crying Daycare Choir. Super toffe muziek uit Zweden. En ik dacht, nou, we gaan toch eens even kijken hoe het met ze gaat. The last real album that I found on Spotify was Christmas Day Care Choir Volume 2.
Yeah.
That came out in 2015. And you have Once a Year on it. That's like a Christmas song, but I love it because I can play it all year round. Uh-huh. is there a new album coming up?
We were the Christmas albums is a thing in itself. We try to make a small Christmas album every other year because mm-hmm. we love Christmas. But we had plans to make an album. We have all the songs, but then we recently signed with Warner,
mm-hmm.
With the label, and now the plans have changed a bit because the market looks like it does, and people are more into singles and EPs.
Yeah,
so we're gonna first release a couple of singles and then we'll see if we make an album or an EP. That's we have to decide that together with the record label.
But in any shape or form, there is new music coming up.
There is new music coming.
Great. Any chance for us Dutchies to come and see you anywhere soon? Are you coming at this time?
We're talking about that. We've been playing a lot in Sweden and we've been playing in Italy a lot.
Yeah.
And now we're searching for new booking agents to try and get us more around Europe, and so hopefully we're gonna soon come to a place near you.
Great. Well, keep us posted. Well, you're talking on Amsterdam FM, so the entire city is of course listening to you and to your single. Is there anything that you want to tell us, something that we need to know before we're gonna play a single?
Just keep your ears and eyes open because they're gonna come some new beautiful music your way, and follow us and we're gonna try to see you on your home field soon.
Great. Well, thank you a lot for talking to us and have a great morning. We're gonna listen to your single Sad Season.
That's great. Thank you and have a lovely week.
You too.
I don't even know myself. I wish I had a clue what's going on inside this head of mine. When I'm alone with you, I've come to peace with a feeling that I'm hopelessly in love with you and all adoring features making you a dream come true.